This is Senator Al Simpson. You Democrats love to rant on about robbing the rich and giving it to the poor, but your latest tax on the rich is costing people their basic jobs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last fall, you and your pals pushed a luxury tax on the rich. You babbled about how the wealthy don't pay their share. You also stuck it to the Republicans, saying we just don't care about the working class. What trash. Nevertheless, you got your tax, but now it's boomerang right back in your mush. Take the country's boating industry. In that one industry alone, over 19,000 jobs have been lost since last year, caused by the worst slump in boat sales in 46 years. Way to go, Ted. Why don't you move out of Sherwood Forest there, Robin Hood, and join the real world? Your luxury tax is deeply hurting the people you always claim to defend. Just shows us how well you Democrats really know the working class.
Al, you're a landlubber, so you don't realize your economic position has a hole below the waterline. You can't blame all the problems of the yacht industry on the luxury tax. This Republican recession is causing layoffs in every industry, including yachts. The boating industry was being ravaged by the recession long before the luxury tax took effect last January. Sales of boats were off 33% in 1990 compared to 1988. You can't blame that on a tax that took effect in 1991, Al. Sure, no taxes are popular, but a 10% tax on luxuries like fancy cars and yachts, private airplanes, and expensive furs and jewelry isn't unfair when we're trying to reduce the massive federal budget deficits the Reagan administration dumped on the economy. If you really want to help the yacht industry, Al, tell the Bush administration to get off its do-nothing policy and start doing something to end this painful recession. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Bush administration's plan to cut college aid for middle-class families. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.